Let's see, if I were to have a broom in my hand, and I were to take it and put it right back here. All right, then I said to you, where's the broom? How would you tell me where it was?
Standing in the closet.
Well, yeah, you're right. In relation to this, though, assuming that this weren't a closet, and I put it this way, then, and left it leaning against the door, how would you tell me then where it was?
Behind the door.
You threw me off by having a closet. You can't do that to me. When the clothes in the family get dirty, and eventually you have to do something about it, what do you call this process that you start going through?
Now it's laundry. But back in my young days, it was wash day.
And what do you do? What is it that you're doing after you wash the clothes? There are usually two stages.
Dry.
Yeah, and then what else? Really, three stages.
Iron.
What do you call the part of the house, you mentioned it a while ago, that extends out from the actual rooms of the house, and sometimes it's screened and sometimes not?
Porch.
Is there a difference in what you would call a porch that would be on the front of the house and a porch that would be on the back of the house?
Yes, front porch and back porch.
And there wouldn't be another term that you'd use for them, just front porch and back porch?
Not that I remember.
Is there a difference in what you call them according to whether they, how big they are, or whether they have roofs, or are there other terms for porches that you can think of?
Patio might come in that category.
Is that that's relatively recent in use, is it not?
Yes.
If that door were open, and you didn't like it open, and you wanted to do something about it, you might say to me,
shut the door.
What do you call the boards or the outside of a house? And on a frame house, you'll have pieces of wood that usually overlap. Is there a term for this? Sometimes it's for protective reasons and sometimes just to make the house look good.
Weatherboard.
Let's talk about the word drive as to a car. Today I will get in the car and...
drive.
Yesterday I...
drove.
And many times I have...
driven.
What do you call the top outside part of a house?
Roof.
What is the part of a house that takes the rain from the roof and usually channels it somewhere to the ground?
Guttering.
Do you know any particular term that's used for the low places between the gables on a roof? How it comes down like so?
Valley.
I had never heard that. That was a real surprise when I found out we used that. what did you call the outdoor toilets in the house where you lived when you were a child?
Johnny House.
I want you to see if you can catch on to what I want you to say now. Did you that noise?
Hear?
Yes, I it yesterday.
Heard.
And as a matter of fact, I have often.
Heard.
If you wanted to really say, tell me that you had not heard, you'd say, and really make it, stress it to me, you might say,
no, I haven't heard.
And if you really wanted to tell me, really wanted to, and I kept saying, yes, you have, and you really wanted to let me know that you hadn't.
No, I haven't.